Okay, so for today's Limud in Mishneh Berurah Yomi, we're going to continue discussing some of the details of partnerships between Jews and non-Jews as it relates to Hilchos Shabbos. And today we talk about a specific halacha that relates to an investor that's investing in a company that operates on Shabbos. So the first thing to point out is that if a person, let's say, owns shares in a company, but it's not a very major amount of shares in the company, it's a minor amount, and he does not have any decision-making power in the company that he invests in. So you have shares, but it's a minority stake, and you're not actually controlling the decision-making operation of the company. Then the Paiskim are Mekel, and they allow the business to operate by the decisions of the non-Jews working in the company, since the Jewish investor is not considered a real player and he doesn't have to worry about the fact that the company continues to operate on Shabbos. The question is, what if the Jewish investor is actually a majority shareholder, or he is a significant enough investor that he does control what can go on and how decisions are made in the company? And the question is, what happens if the non-Jewish partners want to keep the business operating on Shabbos? What's the Yid supposed to do when he has enough stake that he really is an owner or a majority shareholder or a real legitimate partner where decisions can be made by him? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this in Igros Moshe Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Simen Nun Dalet, and the basic summation of his tshuva is as follows: that if a person is a investor and he owns enough stake in the company where he could control different aspects of the company because he's a majority shareholder or he's a silent investor, so the halacha is as follows. Says Rav Moshe, if the person operating the company is a non-Jew, that's the first condition of allowing the business to continue on Shabbos. So, says Rav Moshe, you need a few conditions to be met in order to have the business still running on Shabbos. The first thing is that it's required that the day-to-day managing and the running of the company is done by a non-Jew rather than a Jew. So if, let's say, the CEO of the company is a non-Jew and he's making the ultimate day-to-day operational decisions, that's the first condition of allowing the business to operate on Shabbos, because then the non-Jew is making the choice to have the work done on Shabbos as opposed to the silent Jewish investor who actually owns the majority of the company. Number one. Number two. The Jewish investor can't require or direct any work to be done on Shabbos. So you can't be kiveya malachta b'Shabbos. You can't instruct the CEO to have the business operating on Shabbos, because then it's usher, even though the CEO is a non-Jew. So that's condition number two. You can't be kiveya malachta. You can't direct or instruct any malacha to be done on Shabbos, any operation to continue running on Shabbos that involves any Isurei Shabbos. So number one, the actual running of the company is done by a CEO or a manager that's non-Jewish. Number two, that there's no kaveh malachta, you're not directing any malacha to be done on Shabbos as the Jewish owner. Number three, the guy, the non-Jew who's making the decisions as the CEO or the manager, should receive a small percentage of the profits as a bonus or as part of his additional salary on top of his regular yearly salary. So as long as you make sure that he does receive a small percentage of the profits of the company in addition to his salary, then it's considered adaita denafshei k'aved. Then it's assumed that he's working for himself because he's making a percent of the profits that is generated on Shabbos. So if he is someone that has skin in the game, because not just as a manager and a CEO, but he's actually a part owner because he's receiving and accepting compensation based on the profits of Shabbos, that is the third condition. So the third condition is that he does receive a small percentage, at least, of the profits of the company in addition to his salary, and in that way, it's considered him working for himself, adai dinav sheka ovid. And the fourth condition, which is not difficult to accomplish is to avoid the problem of Maris Ayin. So it should be common knowledge that there's a non-Jew running the company. In other words, even though you're, as a Jew, the majority shareholder and you're someone who has a silent ownership of this company, but it should be clear that the guy is a daita d'nafshei ka'avid. So that's usually not hard to accomplish because it's normal for the CEO or the manager to get some type of percent of the profit that's generated throughout his work, including Shabbos. And therefore, since it's normal for a CEO or manager to demand some type of percent of the profit, it's therefore not considered Maris Ayin because people will probably assume that that's the case. So as long as you can accomplish these conditions and fulfill these tenoim for the heter of business operating on Shabbos, it should be mutter, even though the Jew is a majority shareholder in a business. Now, obviously, the best is that the business is closed on Shabbos. That's for sure the optimal way to go. However, if the non-Jews involved in the company want the business to operate on Shabbos, this is the way in which it can be done. Again, number one, the managing of the company, the person doing the day-to-day operation is a guy. Number two, there's no kaveh malachta. The Jew is not directing the guy to do malach on Shabbos. Number three, the guy receives some percent. And number four, there's no Maris Ayin. Now, this is all quoted by Rav Kushner in a Sefer Commerce and Shabbos in the name of Rav Shloima, which is based on a tshuva that Rav Moshe had responding to a very question posed by Rav Shloima Miller about this subject. So this is all found in the Sefer of Mischar B'Shabbos, Commerce and Shabbos, on page 326.